Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. So we'll call to order the meeting for the Council Ethics Standards and Training Board. It is August 10th, 2023. First thing I do want to go over is a roll call from you, Ms. Unmacht, if you could go around the room for us.
Yes. Board members on the call, we have Chairman Dennis Dowling, Vice Chairman Constable Hogard, Christine Shipley, Matt Giordano, Valerie Beckett, and Constable Kennedy. In the room, we have guests Doug Miller. We have the investigator, Steve Jacobs, and myself, Tracy Unmacht, the administrator, and Chandani Bhakta, the future administrator. We also have on the call, we have AG Attorney General Representative Jennifer Sanders. We also have Brian Hunt, Constable Lake Wright, Constable Blake, Constable Lopez, Brian Hunt, Jasmine Southard, Constable Wallace, Constable, is it Kaswich? Is that what you said? And Patrice Gooden.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Ms. Song. So we do have a quorum this month, and I hope hopefully everybody did enjoy the extra day off, I guess, last month, and we will be picking some things up today. Getting into the announcement. So I will be pulling F off of the agenda today, as we did not have any applications for those grants, as well as item I, and that's the presentation regarding the updating of the rules. We'll pick that one up at a future meeting. Only thing, I guess it's a little bit of a administrative thing. I don't know if it's really an announcement. Ms. Unmacht did advise me that my term expires at the end of this month. So I'll be looking at that. We haven't even touched it at all yet. So I don't know if I'll be here next month or not. I hope I am. I've enjoyed my time. That's the choice that will be made by Chief regarding that. So just to let everybody know that that's the only announcement that I have. And anybody else have anything they'd like to say?
Would you like me to make an announcement then? For the rest of the board?
Same thing. It could be in staff update or now, but go ahead. I think it'd be great to hear it now.
Okay. I've announced to our chairman that I will be retiring later this year from the Council of Ethics Board as the administrator. And Capital Consulting has hired Chandani Bhakta, who's with us today. And she will be taking over at some time in the future. I don't have a definite retirement date, so I will be around to make sure that Chandi has what she needs in order to provide the service that this board needs.
All right, well, thank you. And welcome, Ms. Octa. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say before we get going?
I would just like to congratulate Tracy on her upcoming retirement. Well deserved.
Thanks, Matt.
And you weren't here for it, Matt. I'm ignoring it until it happens. I don't want to deal with it at this point.
I usually employ the same strategy. I like it, Dennis.
Yeah, anybody else? Okay, so going on to item C, and that's approval of the previous minutes. Those were distributed. If everybody should have had a chance to read those already. If you need a minute, please do so. And then we're looking for any action regarding last month's minutes, please.
This is Christine. I would make a motion to approve.
All right, we do have a first from Ms. Shipley. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of approval, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right, thank you. Minutes are approved. We'll move on to item D, and that is the call to the public. And this is the time for the public to make oral comments to the board in person. Please note that written statements submitted to the board are not read during the call to the public, and they are not accepted as part of the official record. Also, members of the board cannot discuss items that are not already on the agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item on the agenda for the meeting, pursuant to statutes, the board's ability to act on that comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism, or scheduling the matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Please note that the total time allowed is 2 minutes, and we will keep a timer on that, but we will make sure that you do have your opportunity to be heard. Is there anybody from the public who would like to make comment?
I would.
And go ahead and say your name for me, sir.
My name is Doug Miller, and I currently have a complaint lodged.
Hold on 1 second, Mr. Miller. Let me get my stopwatch ready.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Miller, when you're ready to proceed, thank you.
And I understand that all you can do is direct the staff to study this matter, and that is what I would like you to do, and just let me finish what I want to say. Mainly, my complaint is lodged against Darlene Martinez, and I feel that she's operating in a criminal network, and she's orchestrating it. And if anyone can take the time to help me out and hear my case, I could lay out all the information that I have for you. But what I've given you in my complaint is just what happened when I first encountered this whole constable process. And I had nothing to do with this person ever. She interjected herself from the word go. And I just need some help investigating this, because this goes way back. This goes into property taxes and her spying and her eyeing my property and trying to take the property from me. So this has got some deep, deep roots to it. And I need some help in investigating this further. And if I can't get any help investigating this further from any agency in Arizona, which I don't think I can, who can I go to get some help?
Hey, is that it, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Would anybody else in the public like to make comment today? All right, hearing none, we will move on to item E, and that's presentation of the financial report by DOA, by the staff. Ms. Unmacht, if you could, please.
Okay. We finally did receive, this is the year-end report, the fiscal year 23 year-end report that we're reviewing. Your first page is the all the RITB deposits for the entire fiscal year. CSB made some adjustments for our 80-20 revenue split in June. They usually do that on a quarterly basis. Total revenue was $401,778, which was up about just shy of $30,000 over what we had budgeted for revenue. So that's a positive thing for our grants. Expenses totaled $342,581, which was also under budget. That's the second page, the actual expenses by month. The third page were the actual individual expenses for the 2 months, since we didn't meet last month, for May and June, list the various expenditures that were paid. And that included basic admin, our investigator. We had some grants that finally went to funding. And we also had to pay our shared services and our contract services that we have with Central Services Bureau, who handles all of our finance for us. The next page is the cash flow report. Highlighted in green is the beginning cash and the ending cash. We end with $677,170, almost $172,000 going into the fiscal year 24. You can see month by month what the revenue and expenditures were. And then we did have some in the adjustment column that we are for our projections. We do have, we had $1,690.53 in investigator expenses that had not yet been paid. It was invoiced, but it had not yet been paid. That'll should show up in the July report. And then we also had a little over $103,000 in grants that are still outstanding. Some of those don't have contract end dates until the end of this calendar year. And there's a few that had not closed out yet. I know that we'll have some claims that should show up in July for that as well. But that's the ending outstanding grants as of the end of the fiscal year. And because it's the end of the fiscal year, I included an extra report. This is kind of like a P&L, if you're familiar with that type of report. It just shows totals coming in and going out in the various different accounting codes for the various different types of expenditures that we have. This will be used to input all of our information into the governor's budgeting budget system submissions that are due on September 1st. And then the last page is our fiscal year 23 grants. This is where you can see the grant cycles that still have outstanding grants that have not been funded yet just because of the timing or because of their contract end date. For those contracts ending on June 30th, as long as the expenditures occur before June 30th, they can still be funded after the June 30th because of the way our accounting is set up. With that, I'll entertain any questions.
And any questions from Ms. Unmacht? Okay, hearing none, do we have any action on the financial reports?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I motion to approve.
All right, thank you, Constable Hogard. We do have a motion to approve the financial report. Do we have a second?
Matt, I second.
Thank you, Mr. Giordano. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the financial report, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Okay, anybody against? All right, thank you, Ms. Unmacht, for your presentation. The financial report for the month is approved. Okay, and then we did pull item F off of the agenda, as we did not have any vacancies, any grants for the vacancies. Item G is presentation, discussion, and possible action on approval of the training conference from the ACA. Do we have President Blake with us?
Yes, we do.
Okay. The floor is yours, Constable Blake, when you're ready.
You're muted.
Thank you, Chairman Dowling. The ACA would like the CESTB to sign off on our training that we presented in Flagstaff for our conference in July. We tried to attend the CESTB board meeting that was canceled to get this done before the conference. So we were having to do it after the conference. All of the training that we did would mirror anything that would be done by post. Several of the classes that were taught were post certified classes because AZ Post is no longer basically signing off on training. We need the CESTB to grant us the sign off on that so we can print the certificates and then distribute them to those that attended.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Please, sir.
Constable Blake, there's a little bit of inaccuracies. Based on statute that says we will approve at Arizona Post Constable training, we have continued that practice. I know Chuck Miller reached out to you well in advance of the conference, and you said you were going to bring it to the CETSB. I just didn't understand in what matter, but again, we will continue to approve we will continue to approve classes prior to them being offered to the constables.
Okay.
Thank you. So I'm just thinking a little bit. So given that, do we have anything to do today regarding this? Would you feel so, Constable Blake, or are you Mr. Giordano?
Mr. Chairman, we were very clear with Constable Blake and the ACA after their conference in January, because we had such a difficult time obtaining the training records to give them the approval after we had a chance to review them, that we were very specific that we would no longer approve classes after they were already presented to the audience. So we at this point, we will not go back and approve classes that have already been taught, but we're more than happy for future conferences to go through, look at the training they're offering, and provide Arizona Post credit if it should suffice.
And give me some clarification on your understanding, Mr. Giordano. As far, and I don't have statute in front of me, but regarding that, does Post approve the continuing education, or are they only required to approve the initial training that's offered?
I defer to Constable Blake on that. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have it in front of me either.
My understanding was that it was only for new constable training that's just done every other year.
I have no reason to dispute that at all.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and read that statute.
We're researching this in the middle of a meeting in a way, but is there a requirement for approval of the classes?
Well, we need to print certificates so that people who attended will have their required 16 hours of training. For anybody who did not attend in Tubac.
Any other board members have anything regarding the issue to clarify? I'm still trying to figure a few things out here. All right. Given that we've had a little bit of discussion. Thank you for the presentation, Constable Blake. Thank you, Mr. Giordano, for filling in some gaps there. Does the board want to take any action on this matter today, even if it would mean putting it off for a month to make sure that we are following our authority and guidelines?
Mr. Chair, I don't understand. I guess my question for Mr. Blake is, why can't the ACA print certificates and issue them to their attendees? If we take on the responsibility of the CSPTB of approving training, I don't believe we've done that since I've been here. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that the ACA could just issue certificates for training that they provided and they hosted.
And before you answer it, Constable Blake, I tend to think so too. I'm not 100% in the way that I'm looking at that.
It's my understanding that has been done in the past, but it was done with the CESTB's approval of the classes that were taught. I sent the agenda in for the last meeting. And we can certainly do that. I was just thinking that we should probably have somebody sign off on it that they agreed on the classes that that were taught.
And I would think that the board has done that by approving the grant or the training. But I'm just thinking out loud.
And that works for me. I will give the our IT person to go ahead to print certificates that have our logo on it and that go to those that attended the classes and for the hours that they obtained by attending those classes.
Well, I wasn't saying that that's the right thing to do. I was saying those are my thoughts. So perhaps there's more time needed to make sure that things are done correctly, whatever correctly means.
Okay.
Anybody else comment on that? Questions, discussion? Is there any action to be taken on Mr. or Constable Blake's presentation today? Second call. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard somebody there.
Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I would think that if the ACA wants to go ahead and do the, my thoughts kind of too, is if we didn't agree with the training, then the board probably shouldn't be approving the grant to pay for the training. I would think if the ACA wants to go ahead and issue the certificates, it'd be the same as if you go to outside training and you attend the training and the host issues you a certificate saying that you've been to the training. And then it basically goes back to where we turn it, you know, whoever you turn that training into, whether they accept it or not. But I would think that the ACA could go ahead and issue certificates for the training that they had during the conference.
Thank you, sir. And I would tend to think so too, but I don't want to be definitive in my thoughts on that. I'll put it out there. Is there any discussion or action be taken at this point regarding the presentation from Constable Blake? Okay, one more time. Any action to be taken following the presentation of Constable Blake? Okay, given that, we'll move on to item H, and that's a discussion and possible action on constable complaints. We do have two complaints that did go through the investigative process. The first one is CNA 343-2023. The complaint in the matter is Scarlett St. John, and the constable is Francisco Lopez. Thank you. I always want to say, Mr. Perkins, I'm not going to do that today. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs, for providing us that report on this. Hopefully everybody did have a chance to read it. So I will put it out to the board for any action or discussion regarding the complaint with Constable Lopez.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
After reading this the constable's response, I kind of get the impression that he went to a fundraiser and everything, not particularly to supporting that they were going to get rid of a landlord or anything, but I think I got the impression he went to the fundraiser just to support the institution that was doing it. I realize that, you know, we all have our rights as citizens and everything. Maybe he made a bad choice by going in uniform, but reading it, I don't think that he actually went there with the pretense of trying to unseat a landlord or anything. I get the impression that he went there to support a fundraiser to make money to help the indigent and that. My reading on this is I would probably ask if we want to issue a warning for wearing a uniform there, otherwise I'd ask for just dismiss.
Well, my question, Constable Hogard, is which is it? What's the motion?
I'd make a motion to, I don't think he went there with the intent, so I would make a motion to dismiss.
Okay, so we do have a motion to dismiss from Constable Hogard. Do we have a second?
This is Christine Shipley. I agree with the comments from Constable Hogard, and I would second that.
Okay. So we have a first from Constable Hogard, a second from Ms. Shipley for dismissal. Is there any further discussion to be had prior to taking vote on this?
Mr. Chairman, this is Valerie.
Yes, Ms. Beckett.
I'm concerned that by representing the constables in uniform at a fundraiser, which appears to be a political event, it signifies that he's representing the constables, not as an individual, but as an organization. That's where my concern is at. I don't disagree with the comments that are made. I just think that there should be a warning due to the fact he should not have gone in uniform, in my opinion.
Mr. Chair, this is Matt, if I may.
Yes, sir, please.
I agree with Valerie. I think Vice Chair Hogarth kind of hit on it. It's not overly egregious behavior, but I think there would be value in issuing a warning to the constable to be a little more cognizant of where he wears his uniform in the future. So I think a warning would be more appropriate.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
Then I would amend my motion, because that was a concern that I did voice, that he maybe shouldn't have worn his uniform. So I would amend my motion that we issue a warning to him to be just a little more careful as far as where he's going to be in uniform and appear to the public. So I would amend my motion and make a motion of warning.
Okay. So we do have the motion to amend from Constable Hogarth. Do we have a second on the motion to amend from a dismissal to a warning?
This is Christine. With that amendment, I would second that motion. Thank you, Valerie.
Okay, thank you. So then we do have the second from Christine. Any further discussion prior to taking vote on the motion to issue the warning for the uniform, given the appearance of a possible impropriety?
Chairman Dowling, Constable Lopez has raised his hand. I don't know if you want to give him the floor to speak.
No, not at this point. We have what we need at this point. We do have the complaint. We do have the response, and that's what we are basing our decision of the board today on.
Okay.
So, thank you, sir. So given that, any further discussion prior to taking vote? Okay, hearing none, Ms. Unmacht, if you could, please.
Okay. Constable, or Chairman Dowling, you are abstaining?
Yes.
Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous?
Well, thank you. We will get the letter out regarding that after today's meeting. The second matter we have is CNA 3442023, complainant is Victor Alvarado, and the constable is Constable Daniel Rowland. Once again, thank you, Mr. Jacobs, for the report that you did prepare for us. Given that, do we have any action to be taken on the complaint with Constable Rowland, the second?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
My problem with this is whether he did it under his color of authority or not. He was driving a marked unit, which tends to, somebody would believe that you were acting under your color of authority. But more tragic than that is, we all know in a traffic stop, one of the most dangerous times in law enforcement. And he had his child in the back seat. And that is where I have the biggest problem. I don't know if this is something that the county is going to address. I don't know. But like I said, whether he used profane language, whether he did pull up alongside this person, he had his child in the back seat. In my opinion, he put his child in jeopardy, because we don't know who's in that car that he stopped. And that's where, that's where I have my problem. Is endangering the child. And as far, I don't even know if a written warning is severe enough. I would look for thoughts from the rest of the board.
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie.
Yes, Ms. Beckett, please.
I couldn't agree more, Constable Hogarth. The fact that he is in county-issued vehicle, it's clearly marked, and he has a child in the car, and he decided to make that stop, not knowing how that was going to unfold. I've read all the statements. I understand he felt as though he was doing this individual a favor. I don't know if a written warning is sufficient for this lack of judgment.
Any action or further discussion before we have an idea regarding what action to take or not take on this? And given that, and I'll reiterate some of what Constable Hogarth said. When I read the complaint initially on this, I was just reading something, well, you know, kind of getting involved in something you shouldn't get involved in, especially when you're in uniform. But when I saw that the child was there, that, and I didn't go to the place that Constable Hogarth did on it regarding the endangerment, but mine was is just to have a child in a county vehicle. I don't know how. I know my county doesn't, that's against policy in my county. I don't know what they do down in Pima, but that does open up some liability perhaps, just even, and I do understand being a parent and having to get my kids to school, but again, and I drive a county vehicle. I drive by the school. Yesterday we had a little difficulty getting him to school, but I wasn't going to take him to school in my county vehicle. So I don't know what they do down in Pima, so there may be something else there. So it was kind of odd that there's an initial event, but the other thing that came back in the response is what gave more concern to it. So that would be my two cents on that. But still, we'd be looking for some kind of movement from the board on what action to be taken in this matter, if any.
Well, Mr. Chair, given our authority with issuing warnings, reprimands, or admonishments, I would make a motion that this warrants a reprimand.
Could you detail a little bit on which grounds?
Are you speaking to the constable's powers, duties of prohibited acts? I'd have to pull up the investigation to identify all of the items listed.
And I was referring to the incident with the complaint and also with the child in the car.
I would venture to say it is in violation of county policy, but I don't have that in front of me. So I could not say that with absolute certainty. I can speak to Maricopa County.
So we do have the motion for the reprimand for Constable Roland on this. Do we have a second for that?
Constable Hogarth, I'll second.
Okay, so we have a second from Constable Hogarth. Any further discussion prior to taking vote? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of the reprimand. Ms. Unmock, it's your turn.
Okay. Okay, Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling, you're abstaining?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. So then we'll move on to the initial screening of the new complaints. And just for a reference point for those who aren't always part of our process, it does only take one board member to ask that something gets moved forward to it getting moved forward. It does not take a majority vote. However, we will take a roll call regarding that. The first we have is CNA 3452023. Cindy Crick is the complainant and Roger Curtis is the constable. Thank you again, Mr. Jacobs.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Regard.
Yes, sir.
I would move this forward.
Okay, so we do have Mr. Hogar would like to move this forward to the investigative process. And Ms. Unmont, could you do a roll call on that?
Yes. Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
And Constable Hogard is an aye since he made the motion. Chairman Dowling, you're abstaining?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to 3462023. The complaint is Brent Yosick, and I found this interesting as the constable is unknown. So I think specifically on this one, moving it forward to any discussion, probably pertaining to the unknown part of this, if needed.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask Steve Jacobs. Steve, you just weren't able to identify who the constable is based on the information you have?
The information I received did not have any information regarding the identity of the constable. Before I put you to the expense of trying to follow up on this to identify the person, I thought I would want to see if you all wanted to further it and investigate it further or not.
Well, Steve, I although appreciative of your fiscal responsibility, I think we have a responsibility to look into this further, identify the constable in question. And hopefully the board will agree with me.
Okay, so we do have Mr. Giordano wanting to move it forward. And thank you, beat me to my fiduciary responsibility, Matt. So I do. I'm glad we do think alike on that. Leave it out there. Any more discussion regarding this one prior to doing the roll call?
Chairman Dowling, this is Tracy.
Yes, please.
I just want to make a state for the record. We did try to reach out to the complainant, and they did not respond to our request for more information.
Ms. Beckett.
Thank you. I see that in the case notes, Constable Glenn Morrison is identified as a constable in that area. I don't know if any further contact was made to find out whether or not Constable Morrison is the individual who served the eviction.
And I did see that too. I don't know if they have deputies there. I would think the daily logs have come in by now. I don't know the timing that they use in Pinal for those, but I think there might be an indication there. But I saw this was in June, and we are just in the beginning of July now. We're in the beginning of August.
So Steve, just to clarify, you're fairly confident that based on information you have, you would be able to track that down. You just did not looking to maybe save us money if we never wanted this to go forward. Is that correct?
That is correct. I believe the chair is exactly correct that we can identify who made this service by records through the court. It's just the time expenditure and the time needed to go through a public records request.
No, I think that makes perfect sense. I appreciate it. And yeah, like I said, I'd like to move this one forward. I think we owe it. It might turn out to be nothing, but I think we at least need to explore that.
Mr. Chair, given yes. that this complaint involves the allegation of pulling a weapon on a resident and whether or not that has been reported, I do think we need to move this forward.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Since I had it out there for discussion, I want to make sure nobody's left out. Anybody else want to talk before we go to the roll call? All right, Ms. Unmott.
Okay, hey, Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Kat Giordano is an aye with the motion. Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling abstaining?
Yes.
Unanimous to move forward.
So we will move on to CNA 3472023. Complaint is Doug Miller. Constable is Darlene Martinez. Thank you again, Mr. Jacobs, and I'll put it out to the board.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to move this forward. After reading everything, I believe this needs to move forward.
Okay. Any other discussion or comment? Your this box is lit up. Yes, thank you. Your box lit up. I was waiting.
This is Christine. I second that motion to move this forward.
Anybody else? All right, Ms. Unmacht.
Okay, Constable Hogard is an aye with the motion. Christine Shipley and I with the second. Matt Giordano.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Okay, and Dennis Dowling abstaining. That's a unanimous vote.
Thank you. The next one we have is 3482023. Complainant is Nancy Martinez. Constable is Rustin Pierce. Okay. To the board, please.
Mr. Chair, this is Matt. It's a very confusing complaint, but I think I'd like to hear what the constable has to say.
Thank you, sir. So we do have Mr. Giordano asking to have this move forward. Any other discussion to be had? All right, Ms. Unmacht.
Hey, Constable Hogard.
Aye.
Christine Shipley.
Aye.
Matt's an aye. Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling's abstaining. That's also unanimous. Move forward.
Thank you. CNA 3492024. My apologies if I mispronounce. Jasmine Southard and is the complainant, and Constable Francisco Lopez is the constable. Would the board like to take any action moving this forward?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to see what the constable has to say. I'd like to move it forward.
Okay, so we have Constable Hogard asking to have this matter move towards investigation. Any other discussion prior to roll call? Ms. Unmacht?
Okay, Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
And Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling abstaining, and Michael Hogard is an aye, so that's also unanimous.
Thank you. The next one we have is CNA 350-2024. Donna Ramirez complainant, constable is Paul Briscoe. Would any of the members like to move this complaint forward?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I'd like to see what the constable has to say. It's kind of confusing with some of this, but I'd like to give the constable a chance to give his version, so I'd move it forward.
Thank you, sir. Any other discussion? Okay, Ms. Unmacht?
Hey, Christine Shipley?
Aye.
Matt Giordano?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye.
Constable Hogard is an aye with the motion, and Dennis Dowling abstaining?
Yes, ma'am.
Unanimous.
Okay. We have CNA 3512024. Complaint is Mr. William Rucker, and the constable is James Rich.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you please mute your phone, please?
Hi, Abby.
Tracy, would you be able to handle that?
You can buy it all then, huh?
Thank you. Okay. Any action be taken for CNA 3512024?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt, if I may.
Yes, sir, please.
I'll defer to the constable members of the board, but constables routinely wear insignia of the police, correct, when they're in the performance of their official duties?
Matt, Constable Hogard. I wear a patch that says constable, but I look at this, and this was during a critical incident, and if the constable has a police body armor on, more power to him. At least he has body armor.
Yeah, I'm with you, and therefore I would recommend no further action, but I'll defer.
Would anybody like to move this matter forward towards the investigation? Okay, so I can ask for that. Anybody want to move this forward? Okay, CNA 3512024 is dismissed. We'll move on to 3522024. Complaint is William Rucker, and constable is Nathan Wallace. Would the board have any questions, discussion, or action to be taken on this matter?
Mr. Chair, for the same reasons as the last one, I would not like to move this forward.
Is there anybody that would? Okay, so I can ask for anybody to move it forward. All right, CNA 3522024 is dismissed. 3532024, William Rucker is the complainant, and the constable is Lenny McCloskey. So any discussion, questions, or action to be taken on the initial screening of this complaint?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes.
This right here, he's actually got the wrong person. I mean, it turns out it's Constable Branham was the one that brought the person in. It was not Lenny McCloskey. So I would ask this just be dismissed. It's not even the right people.
And so we do hear that Constable Hogard is not interested in moving it forward. Is there any member who is? Okay, so I can ask for anybody who wants to move this forward. All right, CNA 3532024 is dismissed. And we'll move on to item J, and this is executive session for purposes of receiving legal advice. We do have Attorney Jennifer Sanders with us. Do I have a motion to move into executive session?
Constable Kennedy, I so move.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
This is Christine Shipley. I second.
Okay, all those in favor, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Anybody against? All right, Ms. Unmacht, if you could do your magic for us for that.
Yes, I have a lot of people here to. I think what I'll do is see if I can do a blanket, put everybody in the waiting room, and then bring back the board members, because that might be quicker since I have so many callers. So just bear with me.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can do a blanket. No, it's not letting me do that. Okay. I'm going to have to do each one in waiting room. Bear with me. Sorry, this is going to take me a little bit here.
We're just impressed that you can do it.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm just waiting until she's done, and I have no idea what you're doing.
All right. Now I'm just going to verify that we've got myself, Chairman Dowling, Jennifer Sanders, Valerie Beckett, the conference room, this room here. We've got Michael Hogard. We have Chandni, Christine Shipley, Mahogany, and Matt. So that is everybody that's supposed to be in here. I'm going to go back up. Make sure. Yes. All right.
All right.
Well, I need to hold on a second. I need to pause the recording as well. I can figure out where to do that.
Well, I'm no expert on these things, but don't is it a pause and a re-record? I think we have to record it still, don't we?
I don't think we're required to record the meeting. We can if you'd like. So I can stop recording and then start recording this executive session and then start set up a new recording for the last part of the meeting, whatever your preference.
We do have an attorney with us. Maybe she knows if we're supposed to record an executive session or not.
I don't think you're supposed to record executive session.
Okay. Then let's not do it then on advice of counsel. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to pause the recording.
Ms. Mahogany, would you like to submit your motion again?
I so move to move out of executive session.
All right, do we have a second?
Constable Hogard, second.
Okay, all those in favor, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay, so we are out of executive session, back in the regular meeting. We did remove item I from the agenda today. And administrative update. Ms. Unmock, would you like to update us?
Early in July, I was anxiously awaiting our software updates for the budget and planning submissions to the governor's office, which we always have to do and do by September 1. I received my email and lo and behold, they've implemented a brand new system. So I had to go through some training try to learn that brand new system of inputting all of our budget and planning. So I'm working through that right now. I have some questions out there. I've started the process. So hopefully I'll get that finished up in the next week. I've already announced my retirement and the training of my replacement. I will be around for a while. I will be here at the next meeting to assist Chandni. And then I also wanted to talk about board positions. Chairman Dowling brought up in the announcement section that his position is up for reappointment. Valerie Beckett's was as well. And I just got notice yesterday from the county, the Board of Supervisors Association. They're the appointing entity for her position. And they have reappointed Valerie for another 4-year term. So we're glad of that. And then I've also received an email that many people know Mike Branham, former constable, is interested in applying for the member of the public. So I put him in the right direction to make that application. You actually have to, for that position, apply with the governor's office, boards and commissions. And he informed me that he did go ahead and make that application. I sent a note to the boards and commissions encouraging them to act quickly on that. The past governor always liked to have 3 applicants before he made an appointment. I'm not sure about the current governor, what her staff's policy is, but as you all know, that position has been hard to fill in the past. At one point it was vacant for over 2 years. So I did encourage them to take some quick action on that. And I will follow up if I do not hear back from them. And that's it, unless anyone has any questions for me.
Any questions from Ms. Unmocked? All right, well, thank you. Item L, is there anything anybody would like to see on a future agenda?
Mr. Chair, the only thing I have, this is Constable Hogard, is It will probably be about October or November, but we need to start the process and put out through procurement for a new contract for us. But I'll have that added to the agenda for October or November. But that is coming up.
Thank you, sir. Let me know when you're ready and we'll make sure it's on there.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Constable Kennedy, so move.
Thank you. Second?
Constable Hogard, second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right, thank you guys for a great meeting. Ms. Mahogany, enjoy your time with the family. And we'll see everybody again next month.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Stop.